The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot, is WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis. Fueled by Lucky's Station.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. and Russian militaries are accusing each other of unsafe actions after an American-guided missile cruiser and a Russian destroyer came close to each other in the East China Sea.
Naval officers say the Russian destroyer put the safety of the USS Chancellorsville and its crew at risk, forcing it to reverse all engines at full throttle to avoid a collision. A helicopter that was operating at sea was preparing to land on the Chancellorsville at the time when the Russian boat, travelling behind the US ship, speeded up and approached as close as 50 to 100 feet. For its part, the Russian military is accusing the American ship of making a dangerous manoeuvre by crossing the path of the destroyer craft. I'm Charles Ledesma.
A traditional display of British pomp and pageantry, the Trooping of the Colour Parade, took over the streets of London to mark the official birthday of Queen Elizabeth II. This is SRN News.
Stumped for a great Father's Day gift? Here's a couple of clichés you can cross off your list. Deluxe shaving kit and novelty coffee mug. Now here's something unique. Tickets to Dive In, dinner and discussion with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, an exclusive evening with a former White House staffer and Fox News contributor. Plus, dinner is included with every ticket. Get a couple for Dad at am1280thepatriot.com. This event is supported by Minnesota's Closet and Storage Concepts.
AM 1280 The Patriot, intelligent radio, just past 1 o'clock, which means one thing. It's time to make weekend radio great again. It's the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities. Your NARN headliner, Mitch Berg, coming up next. But first, let's take a look at your weather for the rest of the day. Beautiful day, sunny and a high of 89. Tonight, mostly clear and a low of 62. Sunday, it's going to cool down, a high of 77 and a chance of thunderstorms.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing. The show that's making talk radio great again, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name, Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. Going on into and heading toward decade three. I'm in decade two. Be heading decade three before terribly long, dominating my particular niche of the Twin Cities blogosphere. Make what you will of that. Also, well into year 16, dominating Twin Cities weekend radio, ergo dominating Twin Cities media. That's me, Mitch Berg, the headliner edition. Of course, the Northern Alliance Radio Network includes our good friend King Banyan every Saturday morning, 9 to 11, on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. And my next guest here on the broadcast, heard every Sunday for the last 8 years, almost to the day, just past your anniversary.
I did.
This past Sunday, Brad Carlson, heard every Sunday on AM 1280 from 1 to 3, our usual time slot. Glad you could hang around here, Brad.
Oh, great to be here, Mitch. Always great to, nice to grace your airwaves, as it were, and kind of connect with the Saturday audience.
That's right. It's good to have you on. I know you've swapped out shows with me in the past, and hopefully we'll be doing so again in the future. Here, but what with holidays coming up. Anyway, it's heading into another great news summer here. I mean, it's always heading towards, well, that's the thing I've noticed. It's even changed in the past few years that we've been doing these shows here. It used to be there'd be a little break the summer after an election, summer after the presidential election, summer after midterms. And maybe this is just, you know, time mellowing some of the observations from 10 years ago, 12 years ago. But it seems like we're never out of presidential election season.
No, definitely not. I still remember talking about Trump getting in the 2016 race like about the late spring, early summer of 2015. So that just dragged on forever. it never is. And then, of course, I think the first Democrat primary debates are going to be taking place about 3 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. So here we go.
And by the way, we've got major news outlets now promising to stop publicizing the names of presidential candidates on the Democratic Party to prevent copycats and more people join the race.
I see what you did there.
It's from The Onion. But when satire becomes more believable than the real news, you know we've passed the tipping point in our society. But I'm not here to talk about politics with you today, Brad, at least not initially, because we have something perhaps when it relates to the sanity of Twin Cityans, perhaps even a little more important to talk about here. You, of course, cover the sports beat here on the Northern Alliance. In other words, you cover the sports beat.
Fair enough.
With me here, Brad. See, I don't do sports particularly. I mean, I enjoy sports. It's like, what is it? I thought it was Louis Brandeis' definition. I'm probably misquoting who it was. And you'll probably remember who it was. The definition of obscenity. I can't define it, but I know it when I see it. I'm not necessarily a big sports aficionado, but I like good sports when I'm around. And the fact that both of my teams in the major leagues, my NL team, the Cubs, please be upon them, and the Twins are both doing very well this season makes me happy. Now, I'm not one of those people who will die hard fans of any team because who's got time for losers, right? I'm proud to be a fair weather fan of anybody that is doing good, but because who's got time to waste? But we're in a situation that was just one of those academic things for the longest time. Right now, the Twins are having their best season since when have they had a season this good, if ever?
As far as a 62-game start, I believe this is their best record after 62 games, 42 wins and 20 losses.
Right.
And I think this may include when they were in Washington as the Washington Senators since, 1903.
Yeah.
So this is literally unprecedented, this kind of start that they've had.
Batting over, if you will, winning over 660%.
Yes.
667 last I checked, which is actually, maybe like 669, I think. I forget what it was. As of Thursday when I last checked, they were way over two-thirds. And this is, like we said, unprecedented. And it's unprecedented emotionally for Minnesota sports fans because, of course, we are so used to being cruelly disappointed by all of the teams that matter in Twin Cities sports. And when I say that matter, I mean, okay, we have every winter the weird spectacle of Twin Cities sportscasters who couldn't tell you which end of a Minnesota Lynx actually plays in a basketball game, who are pretending to care about women's basketball, WNBA hoops every winter because it's the only streak of good fortune that Minnesota sports teams have had at the major league level in forever, right?
Yeah.
And now that we got the Minnesota United, thanks for the original name there, folks, we have a whole new avenue for crushing disappointment brewing here.
Well, their technical nickname is the Loons, but it's the Minnesota United Football Club. There's other teams that are called the United, and then
by the way,
their nickname. I don't understand it, but
yeah, it's just,
there you have it.
Name yourself after European teams. The one that blows my mind, by the way, not that I follow soccer much, but
right down the street from me, Mitchburg. You should go check out the stadium.
Oh, I know. No, I have. Oh, I drive by it constantly. I haven't been decided. Maybe I'll go sometime. But it was like a couple of weeks ago. I tweeted about this. I was sitting in my home office up on the second floor with a screen window open on a nice night. And it sounded like my neighbor was watching Triumph of the Will, the Leni Riefenstahl classic about the rise of the Nazi Party.
But no.
With the window open again. And I realized, oh, wait, no, that's just a Min Yu game going on a mile away. Anyway.
That's impressive. Wow.
Neither here nor there. So anyway, the point being this is we have all these avenues for crushing disappointment, and we're all used to it.
I'm a sports fan. I know that all too well.
You know, and I don't even care, and I'm used to it. Right?
I wish I didn't care, Mitch. Honestly, there are days I wish I didn't care. Really?
Know, I mean, I care profoundly. I mean, when the Twins go to the World Series, as they did twice a generation ago, it's fun. I mean, it's two of the funnest nights I had in my 20s. Were the Twins' victories in those two World Series.
Yes.
Amazing times to be had. I think everyone who was in the Twin Cities at the time remembers what they were doing both of those nights.
Yep.
Anyway, here we are in something that has been unfamiliar territory for, I mean, the Twins have had a few good seasons that have fallen apart for one reason or another. And this led to something that I want to talk with you about, Brett.
Well, as I say, they currently are tied for the longest postseason losing streak, 13 consecutive games.
Right.
So one more postseason loss, and they'll have the record.
Right. And I'm thinking...
So they've had good seasons.
They've had some great seasons.
Postseason's not so much.
They run smack dab into usually the Yankees,
yep.
And all done. So this led to something that I think, well, I christened it probably a decade ago or more, as Berg's Fourth Law. Now, Berg's Fourth Law, for those of you who haven't paid attention over the decades.
I'm familiar with this.
You're familiar, but not everyone in the audience is. This is on my blog, shotinthedark.info, as a series of articles entitled Berg's Law, which are... observations about human behavior, some of them, many of which started out as humorous or attempted humorous observations about human behavior, usually related to politics, sometimes about society, in one case about sports. And they're largely humorous, but they turn out to be universally absolutely true in every possible way. And Berg's Fourth Law is the one that is applicable here, Brad, and I'll ask your opinion on this.
Okay.
Berg's Fourth Law of Media Sports Inversion reads, a Minnesota sports team may be a contender until the moment the local media actually believes they will be contenders. At that moment, whether it's spring training, late November in the NFL season, or week 72 of the NHL playoffs, the season will fall irredeemably apart. And so, we're not even to the All-Star break yet. And I heard this past week on the air, on Twin Cities radio stations, people talking about the surety of the Twins' postseason plans, which is the clearest, most bald-faced violation of Berg's Fourth Law there is. And it makes me think that record-setting first half of the season, notwithstanding,
mm-hmm.
given that they have already violated Berg's Fourth Law with such impunity, it'll be a miracle if they make the postseason.
Well, I think they're just going by precedent because, of course, you get all these numbers geeks, stats geeks like myself. They say, okay, no team that has had a double-digit lead in their division after June 1 has ever lost their division. So people just cite precedent. They give historical perspective, and so people glom onto that and say, okay, it's going to happen. We're going to at least – they feel like they're going to win in the division. But then you have another – you have the there are two extremes to this. You have the section of fans and media types you've mentioned, and then you have those who are paranoid, just waiting for that other shoe to drop.
Ding 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 ding.
You know, where it's like, oh my God, the Twins, they've got the best record they've ever had after 62 games. Well, that bullpen stinks. They didn't sign Craig Kimbrell. They should have signed Craig Kimbrell. The Cubs got him, by the way. They should have signed him, the one of the best closers in the last decade. They didn't sign him. That's it. Their bullpen's going to blow up, and they can't enjoy the season because they're just waiting for that other shoe to drop.
Oh, don't get me wrong. We should definitely enjoy the season. And I'm not even talking – because I'm not a numbers geek on sports. I mean, I am in my own way, but not in the sense you or Silver are. And I mentioned you both in the same breath. I'm not. And on the other hand, yeah, definitely enjoy it because it's really what it's supposed to be about. I mean, there are a bunch of grown men playing a kid's game for crying out loud.
Yes.
But the idea that, I mean, when people cite these precedents, saying, like, no team has ever had a double-digit lead before the All-Star break and not won their division, these records, I have observed this in the past, this is almost a Berg's Law, but not quite, because there's exceptions.
And I should say this is like in the modern division era, because, of course, everybody's going to point out the famous Red Sox collapse of 1978,
well,
when they had a 14-game lead.
Of course.
But I'm talking about modern division since the
yes.
three divisions in each league. So carry
naturally,
on. I'm sorry, Mitch.
Naturally. Now my point is this. These historical precedents are always absolute.
Until they're not.
Until they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. For example,
yes.
No team had ever gone from last place in the division
mm-hmm.
to World Series champion in the history of baseball until 1991, when the Twins did it with style.
I remember this.
All
yes.
precedents are absolute until they're not.
Right, right. Same with the Cubs. It was a 108-year drought. They finally broke through in 2016
right.
and won the World Series.
Yeah. Same with the accursed Red Sox,
mm-hmm.
who won their World Series.
2004 after 86-year drought. Now they've won, like, what is it, four in the last 15 years? You know,
yeah.
our friends King Banyan and Brian Strasser, there was much rejoicing. So.
There was much, and who knew that there was a way to deflate a baseball? I
yeah.
mean, you learn something new every day.
Thinly veiled shot at the Boston fans. Yes.
That's right.
But this is, well, I was just going to say, now, the one thing that, you know, we're we're also good at, there's so many aspects to our personalities. You know, you hear about the long Minnesota goodbye and how we're so pathetic that everything has to be about us. And you alluded to this before, too, the Mueller report. They mentioned the word Minnesota and the Mueller report, and Fox 9 uses it as a news item. Minnesota was mentioned in the Mueller report. And then there's another aspect of Minnesota fans, which we will get to in the next segment.
Yes, we will. We're talking with Brad Carlson. If you got any questions, comments, 651-289-4488. Go nowhere. The Narn is just beginning. AM 1280, the Patriot.
Thoughtful perspective and intelligent discussion is just a tap away with our free app. Simply search for AM 1280 The Patriot in the App Store, and in moments, you'll hear the best in talk radio on your phone or tablet.
You're a do-it-yourselfer. You fix things around the house, take care of the yard, wash your car, and on top of it all, run your own business. But wow, when it comes to digital marketing and advertising, things aren't so do-it-yourself. You need results and just aren't getting them on your own. Salem Surround will get you results. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers, so you can run your business. Using every digital marketing tool possible is a necessity to compete in today's business world. But you have to know about all the options. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and, most importantly, revenue. There really are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SurroundMSP.com. SurroundMSP.com, connecting you with new customers.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
It sure beats a gift card and another cheesy coffee mug. Treat Dad to an evening he'll never forget. Dive in. Dinner and discussion with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, supported by Minnesota's Closet and Storage Concepts. Tickets at AM1280ThePatriot.com.
Blue Ox Heating and Air.
Right now, Blue Ox Heating and Air is offering a legendary $49 air conditioner tune-up. For $49, a fully trained and certified Blue Ox technician will come to your home and make sure your system is running smooth and efficiently. If your AC unit needs repair, the tune-up fee counts towards the cost. And don't forget to ask about the Blue Ox No Breakdown Guarantee. Log on to GoBlueOx.com for details.
Blue Ox Heating and Air. Legendary service, install and repair. We'll fix anything with legendary care.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, Mitchburg with Brad Carlson. Reminding you, by the way, dive in, dinner and discussion with Dr. Sebastian Gorka a week from tonight.
Dr. Gorka,
he may be joining us tonight, by the way. Got to point out that seating at the Narn table sold out in record time.
Of course.
Dr. Gorka's table slightly after, but still a respectable showing for a nationwide guy. But there's still tickets available for the regular dinner seats. It's an exclusive event, so get them while you can. They will sell out. Absolutely, I guarantee you that. So get out to am1280thepatriot.com, and we'll see you next week. Down Under, Discovery Bay.
I've never been to this venue before. I'm very much looking forward to it.
I haven't been to the zoo for any reason in probably 10, 12 years. And I'm actually looking forward to this big time next week.
I remember going when it was brand new, like 40 years ago, like in a field, an elementary school field trip. So
I remember where that a friend of mine in college had an internship doing design work for the zoo. I thought, how cool is that?
You get
to leave North Dakota to do a job. it's so much.
What a concept.
It kind of was, yeah. It influenced me greatly. Anyway, Mitch Berg with Brad Carlson, who, by the way, normally heard every Sunday from 1 to 3 here on AM 1280 The Patriot. Well, more about that in a moment here. But we're talking about before the break, about how the Twin Cities is the – actually, I talked about this during the break, how the Twin Cities of all the major metro areas that have three or more of the major sports, the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, and Major League Soccer.
Hockey, NHL. Not soccer.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
They still call hockey Major League?
Apparently, yes.
Okay, so
we have one of those.
Oh,
but,
wow.
But it's in St. Paul, technically. Yeah.
Well, so am I, so I'm surprised to have... Oh, the Wild! I remember hearing about them once upon a time.
They are still around.
They are still out there somewhere. Who knows? Talking about perennial disappointments. Anyway, we have a record that seems to explain a lot of the masochism that seems to go along with Twin Cities sports fans. And I didn't know this, but you're aware of this.
Yeah. Right? So, like Mitch alluded to, if there's a metro area that has at least three of the four major sports leagues, and don't at me, I know the WNBA is technically a professional sports league, but it's not one of the big four because it hasn't been around nearly as long. That's all.
Right.
We're not anti-women on the show. Relax. Don't
That's
at
right.
us.
That's right.
Anyways, the Minneapolis currently has the longest championship drought. 1991 with the Twins. Now, before last year, it was Washington, D.C. was tied with the Twin Cities, but then the Washington Capitals won the Stanley Cup.
Right.
So now the Twin Cities, Minneapolis has the longest drought. The second longest is Phoenix, Arizona. Arizona Diamondbacks won the World Series in 2001. So we're the only one of these metro areas with at least three of the four major sports leagues that has not won a professional championship in the 21st century.
That's right. That's right. So, with that in mind, here we are with, let's be objective here, a pretty decent chance of having a good showing this year. I mean, there's a lot of teams out there. There's a lot of time left in the season. Where All-Star break's good, what, 2 weeks away yet? Week or two?
Usually the first Tuesday in July is about 3-4 weeks.
So that's right. They keep pushing it back. All right, So we got a ways to go till the All-Star break, and of course, the June swoon exists for a reason, although fingers crossed, hopefully.
After a decent start in June.
Yeah. Decent start in June so far.
It's okay.
We're a quarter of the way through. Anything's possible.
All right.
So, on the other hand, I mean, it's a long season, and that being said, Berg's fourth law is not called Berg's fourth observation or Berg's fourth suggestion for a reason. It's a law. It's an absolute ironclad law of human behavior.
So now when you say media, when you allude to the media, are you talking about the folks who sit behind the sports desk? You're talking about opinion media, sports talk radio?
Yes.
What do you mean when you say just all media?
All the above.
Okay. Okay.
Anyone who has a public megaphone,
okay.
Anyone from Patrick Ricey all the way down to I used to work with Patrick, by the way, so I can do that.
Oh, yeah.
Or down to you, Brad Carlson.
I better tamp down my enthusiasm then.
That's what
I don't want to contribute to this, Mitch Berg.
Well, you know, this is why I put this out here, Brad, because you are one of the people whose voice directly impacts the performance of Twin Cities sports teams per the mechanism of Berg's fourth law of media sports inversion. So I would like to have you explain why it is that perhaps maybe this year might be a little bit different in terms of the Twins' likely performance in terms of getting through this season and on to postseason. Because year after year, when was the last time the Twins made it to more than a game? Last time they made it to postseason was, what, 2-3 years ago?
2017, yeah.
2017.
It was the one-game playoff whoever wins that moves on to the next round. So
right.
it's technically the postseason, but I don't know. The one-game playoff, I still don't take seriously as postseason, but technically it is.
It's postseason. It's after the regular
right,
season.
Right, so it
so,
is.
Yeah. So that was a disappointing performance at best, as everyone expected it would be, because of course the Yankees are a perennial powerhouse going back almost 100 years. When was the last time the Yankees were a weak, feeble team?
Yeah, right. Well, they had a poor stretch around the '80s, in most of the '80s and the first half of the '90s. But yeah, point taken. But Currently, the Twins are on a 13-game losing streak in the postseason, which is tied for worst all time. So if they get into the postseason and, say, game one of whatever series they play and they lose that, then they will have set the record. That's a one we want to avoid. But it would be so fun to kind of tamp down the enthusiasm of our mutual friend Hugh Hewitt, because, of course, he's a big Cleveland fan. And
wait,
when the,
back up.
Yeah, alert the media, right?
Mind blown.
Yes. So when the Twins went into Cleveland earlier this week, it was a three-game series, and the Twins went into that series leading the second-place Indians by 11.5 games. Huge lead.
Right.
So Cleveland won the first game, and they were within 10.5, and Hugh couldn't contain his glee. There it is! Cleveland, the Indians have the Twins right where they want them. Here they come. The comeback starts, and I had to reply, Hugh, you haven't been this confident since you firmly believed John McCain was quickly closing the gap in the 2008 presidential race.
Yeah.
That's the last time I had heard him that confident. So there you have
it. And to me, I thought it was the last time was when he swore up and down that George W. Bush was going to win 40 states in 2004.
Well, he won 31, I guess. So,
yeah, 31, 40. Yeah. I mean, it would convince Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Not so much anyone else.
But to say Hugh is a little Pollyanna-ish is like saying the Elephant Man had just a little puffiness around his eye. It doesn't even begin to scratch the surface.
So. Exactly. No, that's all. That's all. Now the idea that this, you were pointing this out as we were doing the rehearsal for the broadcast here today, back in craft services, is that the one saving grace vis-a-vis Berg's fourth law of media sports inversion, which, by the way, I'll just refresh the audience on the verbiage of the law. A Minnesota sports team may be a contender until the moment the local media actually believes they will be contenders. At that moment, be it spring training, late November in the NFL season, or week 72 of the NHL playoffs, I may have underestimated that, the season will fall irredeemably apart. Now, I did hear some people in the Twin Cities media, most notably the guy who handles, quote, the sports beat, end quote, for Minnesota Public Radio. Name I can't remember right now, talking seriously with a straight face about Twins postseason chances here. But you pointed out that there is a more general observation on the part of the Twin City sports media that in some ways may be even more pessimistic than I am, because at the end of the season's road, most likely, lies the accursed Yankees.
Yeah, they have I alluded to that 13-game postseason losing streak. I believe the Yankees are responsible, if I do my quick math in my head, I believe they're responsible for 10 of those 13 losses.
That's right.
If I'm not mistaken.
And one of them was the California Angels, as I recall, which was, at that point, center fielder was Darren Erstad from my hometown, who just retired this past week.
Yeah, well, actually, the Twins, that was in 2002 when they lost to the Angels. They did beat the Yankees game one in 2004.
That's right.
And then game two started. And,
just throwing that out there.
But he retired as head coach of what?
Nebraska.
Nebraska,
yeah,
yes.
That's right.
I remember Darren
Erstad.
A bunch
of very successful.
We kind of claimed him as our own because we're also like that. If we can't have any success from our locals, we're going to claim someone from the neighboring states. That's what we do, Mitch.
Well, just say.
You know, we appropriate from your successful state of North
Dakota.
That's
right. My dad spoke at his wedding, by the way.
Just really? Wow.
Yeah, he was one of my... my
Mitch
dad
Berg has a lot of brushes with fame. Jared Allen's uncle or whatever?
Yeah, this was actually my dad's brush with fame, but it was a brush with a brush with fame.
Right,
so
right.
I'm there's one area where I might claim to be as insecure as the Twin Cities themselves. It's like, yeah, I've got some brushes with fame. I don't pop up in the Mueller report, though.
Oh, gosh, that was
Thank
pathetic.
You. That's right, exactly. So, anyway, we have a bad record with the Yankees, which maybe, vis-a-vis Berg's fourth law, the great saving grace, potentially, in that the bulk of the Twin Cities media is probably hanging on to this idea that the Yankees are still out there at the end of this road, and so they can't go full-blown, stupid, optimistic Pollyannish. They can't go the full Hewitt yet.
Not yet, yes. And so I don't want to contribute to the Twins missing out on a successful run, so I will do my best to tamp my enthusiasm on these very airwaves, so I don't contribute to it because I'm technically media now, I guess.
Well, I'm just observing. I mean, we can't cast too narrow of a net because you are the media in that you are on the airwaves, you're over the open air, you have an influential podcast via the good offices of this station, so you can't underestimate yourself, Brad, especially in terms of violations of Berg's fourth law, because The Berg's fourth law is famously penurious about observing technicalities, like all Berg's laws. Okay, so just
observe. I cite Berg's seventh law constantly in my blog and my show with full accreditation, of course.
Much appreciated, yeah. Brad. So, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Brad, you got time for one more segment?
Sure,
we could probably talk some actual news here for a little
let's
bit.
Let's do it.
There are the lights. We also talk about tomorrow's broadcast. We'll do that as well. So, Brad Carlson sticking with me for one more segment. You can also join us both at 651-289-4488. All sorts of stuff to talk about here today, because as always, I could eat up 5 or 6 hours here today. So I won't. Trust me. Go nowhere. I'll be right back.
Concerned about the results of the Minnesota legislative session? Frustrated by social media wars that don't lead to any real results? Join AFP's Grassroots Leadership Academy for a 2-day activist boot camp on Friday and Saturday, June 28th and 29th. Learn to communicate across the partisan divide, expand your knowledge and influence, and build communities of action around important issues. Sign up at AmericansForProsperity.org and join host Jason Flores on Americans for Prosperity Radio, Saturdays at 4 p.m.
Varicose and spider veins. What a gift from my mom. She had them and I got them. Not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked, "What are those things on your legs?" That was it. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The doctors at Vein Clinics of America have been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. The best part is, Vein Clinics of America is coming to the Twin Cities this spring, and most insurance is accepted. So if you have tired, swollen, and painful legs, or suffer from embarrassing varicose and spider veins like I did, you can now get world-class treatment for your legs right here in the Twin Cities at Vein Clinics of America. To learn more about location openings, call 800-593-4411. 800-593-4411. That's 800-593-4411.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free to everyone who texts BAG11 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BAG11 to 88988. That's BAG11 to 88988.
If it was 1990, you'd be listening to your favorite radio station on a bulky boombox that burned through D batteries faster than you can say, "You've got mail." Thankfully, it's the 21st century, and there are much better alternatives. For example, just ask Alexa to tune in.
Alexa, play the Patriot Minneapolis.
It's time to throw out that old beeper and get with the times. Listen to your favorite AM 1280 The Patriot hosts in high quality with Alexa and Amazon Echo.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. Hey, don't forget, you can go with us, well, Salem, largely speaking, on an extraordinary 10-day adventure through Israel. Hey, ladies, in the place I call Stand With Israel Tour, December 2nd through the 11th of this year. You can explore Galilee, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, while receiving expert insight of the land and historic sites. Awesome accommodations, delicious meals, Israeli food, by the way, top-notch stuff. Safe transportation via tank. I made that part up. But it would be pretty cool, wouldn't it? I mean, driving around Israel in a tank with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher in a tank. I mean, you could put me in a... You could I don't know, you could put me in a tank with, I don't know, Bob Davis, and it would still be a great tour, right?
Just don't repeat the Michael Dukakis faux pas.
See, if you put me in the turret of a tank, I'd look awesome. Michael Dukakis did not know what to do with a venue like the turret of an M1 tank. Me? You give me that opportunity, I will make the most of it.
In fact, don't doubt that, yeah.
That's right. No, I will have fun. Who knows? That may only launch my political career. Since it'll never happen, I could say it without fear of contradiction. Anyway, it's Stand With Israel Tour. Go to am1280thepatriot.com. Sign on up. Get ready to go. It's only 6 months away here right now. 5 months away right now. So you're going to want to...
Always sneaks up on us.
It does. These things, we've been talking about this for a while, and it will eventually happen, and it's going to be a big deal, to paraphrase Joe Biden. Anyway, so Brad, who you got coming up on the show tomorrow?
So tomorrow we have Carol Markowitz. She is a columnist for the New York Post. She made an appearance on The Daily Show this past week, where she talked about her experience being born in the Soviet Union and what her great-grandfather went through in the Soviet Union, basically being thrown into a gulag for owning a bakery, because this was around the time where it was allowed when he first owned it, and then when the Stalin regime took over, it was disallowed. He was then subsequently thrown into a gulag where he lived out his days. And she's comparing that to what Bernie Sanders is supporting. And, of course, because it's The Daily Show, they like to cut and paste little comments from an anti-socialist individual like Carol Markowitz against the, you know, obviously Bernie Sanders and his democratic socialism. So she'll talk about that appearance and talk about how Bernie Sanders never gets fact-checked on what he's pitching, because people think, oh, this socialist utopia, I'm just going to tax the millionaires and the billionaires, you know, and we'll have free health care and everything else, and it'll all be good. And it's like, well, it doesn't quite work that way, but does anybody want to kind of fact check this? So Carol will be on tomorrow. Again, she's a columnist for the New York Post. And then Nick Anderson will probably be on your broadcast today, like he will be on mine, promoting the Dr. Gorka event coming up next Saturday already. Wow.
That is right around the corner here. I may have to wear my suit to the show, because it's like I won't have time to run home and back between the end of my show and the event next week.
Well, yeah. And so, yeah, Nick will be on to promote this. And I always look forward to these get-togethers, especially with the listeners. I mean, you know, we'll have our handful of listeners sitting at the Narn table, which will be sold out, so you have the get to hobnob with those listeners. But then to kind of meet everybody at the actual event and the meet and greet and whatever else, it's always a lot of fun. And the experience I enjoy most is when someone will come up occasionally to me and talk to me about a subject I've broached on the show. And it's a great way to engage the listeners. Like, wow, there are some people out there listening.
You know? Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's always one of those things that amazes me, is that after all these years, it still amazes and flatters me, quite frankly, that people actually do not only listen in numbers way greater than you'd ever know, sitting in here talking into a microphone every week and seeing the occasional bit of response on Twitter or Facebook or the occasional call, as fun as those are. And the fact that people are tuned in, they are engaged, and when they get a chance to talk with us, they give us some feedback that is very valuable. And the Narn Table has been, first of all, an amazing success. I mean, let's be honest, it's been one of the hotter properties at these events, which is always a great thing.
And we basically kind of stumbled into it a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like Field of Dreams, to throw out another baseball reference. I mean, you talk about it enough and it will happen.
It happens.
Which is what we did. We talked about the Narn Table, and so they had to put up a Narn Table because in much the same sense that the Narn Cruise – The Narn Cruise.
We'll keep talking about
the
that.
Narn Cruise. Yeah. That's right.
Is it like Beetlejuice? If you say it three times, it'll come to fruition?
Maybe. We haven't tried it yet. Well, yeah, we just did. We'll see what happens here.
Okay.
Or in the wake of the success of PragerU,
mm-hmm.
I think Narn Tech.
I like it.
Narn Votech is certainly in the cards here. We just have to find a good digital animator who will work for free or nearly so for a while here. Anyway, so Carol Markowitz, no, she's great. I want to say I've talked with her before, although I couldn't exactly tell you why, but how, when, because after 15 and change years of doing this show, it's hard to keep track of everyone I've talked to.
You've had some big hitters on the show in the past. I mean, Michelle Malkin, Ann Coulter,
Malkin, Kevin Williamson.
Kevin Williams, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's, Jonah Goldberg, that's the one I was thinking about.
You've had Jonah on.
I've had Jonah on, yeah.
Really? Okay. I'm a huge...
Matt Iglesias.
Okay.
Not a big fan.
I was going to say, yeah, they... You know, you're willing to take people from other ideological stripes. I listened to the show when R.T. Ryback came on.
R.T. Ryback, one of the great interviews we ever had. Great time.
Yeah.
I would love, and by the way, as always, if you disagree with me, if you're a liberal, if you're progressive, you want to get on the show, you get on first. You jump to the front of the queue, if there is a queue, which at the moment there is not. 651-289-4488. Anyway, Carol Markowitz, I know I've talked with her in the past. I know she's sharp as a tack. And I know that her observations, I can't wait to hear this interview for the first time because I'm sure her observations are going to just the way these sort of liberal propaganda shows like The Daily Show is operate are just so fundamentally dishonest.
Well, and kudos to her for being willing to go on because it's not a friendly environment and they will cut and paste.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, same with Bill Maher. I mean, kudos to Bill Maher, though. He'll at least have people on a live show so he doesn't have the opportunity to cut and paste and allow them to come in. And because Ben Shapiro came on his show one time, I believe it was live broadcast. That's the only way Ben will go into a hostile environment. And obviously, Ben Shapiro's Ben Shapiro. He held his own.
Oh, yeah.
So, but that's the point, is that conservatives need to engage these particular venues. You're not probably going to convince a whole lot of people, but... In this particular environment, if you can reach a couple, who knows? I mean, this is something that I know here locally, conservatives we're just not very good at. Let's be honest.
And by the way, we're
doing our part here on this show, try to have the folks. I mentioned that we had on Reverend Tim Christopher and Louis Denard from the African American Heritage Gun Club.
Yep.
Certainly on our side with the gun rights issue, but. As far as other political aspects, not so much.
Right.
And this is the way it's done.
Absolutely. And by the way, I will say that I've made the effort. I've been reaching out for 12 or 13 years now to Amy Klobuchar.
To Ben McCollum,
to Keith Ellison. I have not yet reached out to Ilhan Omar, but I will.
Didn't Keith Ellison's office pretty much give us a perpetual no, like don't even bother calling, the answer's going to be
no? They haven't even given me the respect of flipping me off.
Really?
No,
seems to me I thought that it was just a broad-based no that we got from Keith Ellison's office when he was in Congress.
The only thing I ever got from any of them, really, I mean, I got an enthusiastic yes from R.T. Ryback, to whom much respect. It was a great interview.
It was?
Yeah. I didn't hear anything at all back from, and I pretty much talked about both of the mayors of the Twin Cities, Chris Coleman, of course, mayor of St. Paul at that point. I talked to both of the senators. I mean, Franken, I did get a polite rebuff from the Franken office at the time. And I believe a very muted sort of, we'll see what we can do here from the Klobuchar office at one point, probably in 2008, I think I got that.
Okay.
I keep sending this in every year or so to most of these people, and I never hear anything back. I've never heard anything back from the rest of them. I don't think I've gotten anything rude back from anyone yet so far. The only thing I've gotten back that was just sort of comical and stupid was from consecutively both of the chairs or the executive directors of Protect Minnesota.
Oh, I could see that.
Oh, yeah. No. Representative Heather Martens of District 66A sent me back. If you give us $1,500, I'll appear on your show. I said, I wouldn't even give you $1,500 in Monopoly to spout your blather, but I'd be willing to try and engage. And her successor, Nancy Nord-Bentz, who... Again, like her predecessor, has never said a single thing about the issue that is simultaneously substantial, original, and true. She never even her only response was she sent out an internal email to activists at Protect Minnesota saying, "We don't debate. We want to change policy." Well, good luck with that, not engaging with the other side. You don't pack the gear to dictate policy in this state yet, and God willing, you never will, if I have anything to say about it. So What do you actually have to lose by engaging with someone who can actually have a conversation with you on this? Well, in her case, the answer is everything, including all credibility on the issue, because she has none.
Right.
And
right.
I would make that very, very plain, and I welcome the chance to do that or any other gun grabber in the Twin Cities, whoever you are, big or small, famous or no, accredited or not, the seat is being kept warm for you. Probably the dumbest response I ever got was from the late Nick Coleman.
Bloggers.
Yeah. Who basically said, yeah, he would appear on the show if I donated $1,000 to Maxfield Elementary School, where my daughter had gone to elementary school briefly. And I said, well, you know, I donate plenty to them already since I'm a St. Paul taxpayer.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, it didn't happen there. Anyway, so, well, sounds like a fun show. I'm looking forward to talking with Carol Markowitz tomorrow. And or to you talking with Carol Markowitz tomorrow, I should say, although perhaps I'll have to take a shot at this, by the way. Speaking of bakeries.
Yeah.
Something about bakeries keep winding up in the news. You got one more segment, Brad?
Of course.
One more segment. Oh. We just shot up a whole hour here, but what the heck? It's fun.
Having more fun than a human being should be allowed to have.
Something about bakeries seem to draw oppressors. In the wake of this other story, Carol Markowitz's family history.
Oh,
it seems to be a common thread. So we'll be right back with more on that in moments here. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot. Hey, good.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Does your office need a little TLC? Do you notice your bathrooms are a bit smelly? Are the surfaces in your break room a little sticky? And isn't that the same coffee spill on the floor and chili splatter in the microwave from weeks ago? If so, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Tasha, owner of Forever Cleaning. We're family-owned and offer affordable, reliable office cleaning all over the Twin Cities metro area. So if your office is screaming for help, call me today. Let's get you scheduled for your free walkthrough. So you can receive your free quote at 763-807-9817. If you mention this ad, you will receive 15% off your first month of service. Again, call 763-807-9817. Or you can visit my website at forevercleaning.com. That's the number 4, evrcleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
Every parent has seen a time where dinner is on the table and one of the parents is trying to help with the homework and it explodes in your face. You all of a sudden have one child crying, dad is upset, mom is standing there looking with her hands up in the air. What do we do now? That was the time when we went to the professionals at Mathnasium.
Hi, I'm Brenda from Southwest Minneapolis. We discovered that Skylar needed a little bit of help during parent-teacher conferences in the second grade. That's why we went to Mathnasium. The results that we've seen so far are just stellar. At the beginning of school last year, she essentially did not want to go to school. 6 months into the program, she was basically counseling and helping other kids in her math group. Her confidence ballooned. I would highly recommend Mathnasium.
Enroll in Mathnasium's summer program to make your child's future greater than their past. For $100 off enrollment, go to the advertiser page at am1280thepatriot.com and find the Mathnasium Center near you.
He served as deputy assistant to President Trump, and today he's a national radio host. But his beginnings were far more humble as his parents escaped a communist dictatorship. Sebastian Gorka exemplifies the American dream. Be inspired by his story at our exclusive event, Dive In, Dinner and Discussion with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Reserve your seats at am1280thepatriot.com. This event is sponsored by Minnesota's Closet and Storage Concepts.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, Mitch Berg with Brad Carlson, doing a little preview of next week's big event called Deep Dive, Dinner and Conversation with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, taking place at the Discovery Bay Event Center at the Minnesota Zoo, a place that's been described, in fact, as just like heaven underwater. Can he stick the tie in? Oh, yeah. Berg and the Segway. Here for real. 651-289-4488. So we were talking about Carol Markowitz, who's, I could almost have predicted the story. Grandfather in the Soviet Union back during Stalin's era, at a time when petty merchants, as happens in all communist countries, whether it's Stalin or Mao Zedong or Hugo Chavez, they seem to have a problem with small petty bourgeois. The merchant class seems to be the little bastions of independence that totalitarianism has to stomp out with extreme prejudice. And Carol Markowitz's grandfather, who was sent to the gulag for, you know, being an entrepreneur, was a victim of that. I thought, is that sort of a flag for the modern era or not? Because in the era of political correctness, you get away from big companies like Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby, who, by the way, I think it's hilarious, are both prospering mightily since they've fallen into the bad graces of the social justice warrior elite.
Out there. Not that they'll ever learn any lessons from it, but
no,
whatever.
Of course. Just like, you know, communism, pure communism will always would be so much better than what we have. People will actually pay attention to social justice warriors eventually, because history is on their side, you see. Even though Chick-fil-A has vaulted into number three among fast food places. And by the way, all I can say to that is salute.
And they aren't even open on Sundays.
That's right. Oh. They're doing it with one of their seven arms tied behind their back, I guess, to try and make the metaphor work here. Point being obviously Chick-fil-A is a big player. They can fight back. But we've seen over the past, I don't know, during especially during the Obama administration, the social justice crowd going after the petty bourgeois, the merchants, the merchant right. class, including during the debate over gay marriage, same-sex marriage, if you will, photographers, florists, and especially bakers. Coming a cropper going up against the forces of social justice, or really not really the forces of social justice so much as people allied with that side going out looking for test cases to litigate, because that's what they do. And sort of almost along the lines of becoming pessimistic about Minnesota sports teams, especially when they start to do well, waiting for my heart to get stomped flat to the extent that mine ever does. Because, you know, it's a little bit. I wait for the inevitable vanquishment of the small merchant up against the huge, gray, uncaring forces of social justice. So imagine my surprise, Brad Carlson, with the news that came out yesterday. Maybe you've heard about this. The owners of an Ohio bakery,
yes,
who sued for libel after being targeted by student protests, won Friday an $11 million verdict against my favorite bastion of, quote, progressivism, end quote, Oberlin College.
Ironically, the alma mater of Michelle Malkin.
And a few reporters that I know at Minnesota Public Radio of all things. I did not know that. Michelle Malkin went to Oberlin. Really fascinating. Just shows. Anyway, so Oberlin, of course, if Babylon Bee designed a caricature of a, quote, progressive, end quote, institution, it would look a lot like Oberlin.
I agreed 100%, yeah.
And so the idea, and by the way, this is what happened. I mean, the story just warms whatever heart I have left to be warmed. A Lorain County, Ohio jury ordered Oberlin to pay $11 million so far in compensatory damages to Gibson's Bakery, a local fixture since 1885 that was beset by protest and allegations of racism after three black students were arrested for shoplifting the day after the 2016 election. Quote, the jury saw that Oberlin College went out of their way to harm a good family and longtime business in their community for no real reason. And the jury said, we aren't going to tolerate that in our community anymore, said Owen Rarick, an attorney for the Gibsons, who was talking with the blog Legal Insurrection. This is being reported in the Washington Times.
Sure.
By the way, the three students who were arrested were indeed African-American, but they pled guilty and wrote a testimony saying, it wasn't racism. We were stupid college kids and we tried to boost some baked goods. And so the idea, I don't know, you remember that feeling of disbelief and unrootedness that I voiced the night of the election when we were at the Rad Blue at the MOA.
Yeah, when Trump was elected.
When I realized that it was inevitable that Trump was going to win and that literally every prediction in the universe, other than Michelle Malkin's and Ann Coulter's and Scott Adams, was completely knocked off its basis. I thought, wow. I commented at the time, as you have pointed out to others, it felt like someone had dropped acid in the cucumber water.
That's right, yeah.
Seeing a bakery win against the forces of social justice, especially on their home court in the backyard of Oberlin College, is a similar sort of feeling of unrootedness, like the whole world has gone insane, and in a good way this time. I mean, good insanity is almost more difficult to deal with than bad insanity, because you expect it. If you grow up live as I do in a place like St. Paul, or growing up in it like you did, you sort of expect insanity. That's dog bites man. Whereas the bakery winning, that's man bites dog.
Yeah,
that's big news.
That's huge. Yeah, and I think this is just indicative of a greater issue that we've seen since Trump was elected. And again, it may be irresponsible for me to say this because I'm no psychologist, but this broke some people, mentally broke some people.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're just doing just these outlandish things, saying these outlandish things. There are more days than not that it's like, if I didn't have a talk show, I would completely delete all my Twitter accounts because I get good information, good news links from there.
Right.
And because I just, you know, so I'm using that function where you can mute certain words at time just to kind of maintain my sanity from that cesspool.
Yeah.
But yeah, since... And this is just indicative of that. Was this in reaction to Trump being elected? Because you alluded to that this shoplifting incident took place the day after he was elected.
I don't. There's no evidence that the shoplifting. I mean, college kids are stupid year round, right?
But this kind of behavior has been rampant.
Oh, sure.
On college campuses. So help but think that this is in reaction to.
Oh yeah, the hashtag resistance took this case up as yet another wedge case to use against the larger community. And a place like Oberlin, one could easily expect the local community and juries drawn from it to go, I don't want to cheese off the big employer.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big employers in this part of Ohio, right? We could talk with you about how important Oberlin is to the larger economy of the area. Apparently not important enough. $11 million compensatory, likely much more in punitive damages. Life's good, Brad Carlson.
Nice to see decency prevail once in a while, yes.
It had to happen sometime, didn't it? Thanks for stopping by, Brad.
Thanks, Mitch.
Talk to you next time.
Yes, sir.
When we come back, much more. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Here's why. Dish has the nation's lowest TV price, along with an award-winning DVR that can skip commercials, record 8 shows at once, and get access to thousands of movies at your fingertips. Cable simply can't even compare. So the smart choice is to cut the cable and get Dish. Plus, you get all these great TV features, free HD DVR upgrade, free installation, and free movie channels. Say goodbye to cable and get more with Dish TV. 800-293-0328, 800-293-0328. As an added bonus, you can switch to Dish Now and receive a $50 Visa gift card. So call now and get Dish TV. Call 800-293-0328, 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Limited time offer, 24-month commitment and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, monthly equipment fees, and other restrictions apply. Promotion can change at any time.
Is your water softener slacking off? Are you lugging more bags of salt, yet your water just doesn't feel soft? Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing now for a water softener efficiency checkup. For just $33, Benjamin Franklin will give you peace of mind to make sure it's performing correctly. If it's beyond repair, you'll save $200 on Benjamin Franklin's installation of a new water softener. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing today. Ben Franklin, the punctual plumber, and your water softener experts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts SAVE 22 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it, you cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text SAVE 22 to 85850. That's SAVE 22 to 85850.
The world of business and investing is constantly changing. How are you keeping up with all the info? Most likely, you're not. Checking websites, reading trade magazines, making phone calls, checking more websites, and still not finding what you need to know. That's where Business 1440 steps in. We're your on-air guide through the fast-paced financial and business landscape. Up-to-the-minute business and investing news. Streaming now at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com.
AM 12.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.